So apparently we have some funny audio from producer Dan talking to his girlfriend about an issue and why she won't stay at his place anymore.
Yeah, we're going through some stuff.
I'm sorry,
so,
Dan.
We've been together like 10 months now, and we've always shared our apartment time like 50-50, so we rotate staying at each other's places. And now she'll come to my home, but she won't stay there. She won't rest her eyes there because she says she no longer feels safe.
Where are we right now?
My apartment.
Why are we at your apartment? I notice we're spending a lot of time here.
Well, yours is infested.
Infested with what?
Creatures. Critters.
What do you mean?
Well, there was one spider in the bedroom, and I said, you need to get it, or I'm not sleeping here. So you got it, and then...
I killed it for you. I was very brave.
Well, you're a brave boy, but you didn't want to kill it. You were like, spiders are good.
They are good. They're important.
But now you kill them for me. So you killed that one, and I said, great. Then I went in the bathroom, and I did my business, and then I get up. There was one on the sink, and there was one in the door hinge, and I screamed. I said, I'm trapped. I need help.
How big were the spiders?
I mean, I really can't say, because in my eyes, they're magnified.
Bless her heart.
Dan.
This is a real thing. She's of severe arachnophobia.
Oh, bless her heart. And you live in a place where they just thrive.
I live in a basement apartment.
Yeah, that'll
do it. They're around, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I really can't say, because in my eyes, they're magnified. They look like the Romulus aliens. I need help. I'm trapped. And you were like, are you okay? You were like, really? Do you need help? And I yelled to you that you had to come and kill them. And I burst into tears. And I was shaking. And I said, I can't sleep here. I can't do it anymore.
And you left my house crying at 10 o'clock at night.
I did. That was the worst experience of my life. It's just like I saw three in the span of like 12 minutes. And it was just too much for me.
How serious is your arachnophobia?
When I was at home living in Arlington, I couldn't sleep in a bedroom if there was a spider. Like, I'm almost 30, and, like, my mom would have to come and kill the spiders.
It's a real problem in our relationship.
I think this is going to be an issue, Dan.
I took her to the new alien movie, Romulus. She'd never seen an alien movie before.
Right.
And even the little things that, like, skirt on the ground and jump on your face. And there were two spider adjacent, so she had to leave.
Spiders.
So you left my house in tears at 10 o'clock at night and drove all the way home. And you really haven't stayed at my house since.
I really haven't. Did you tell everybody that you live in the basement?
It's a subterranean apartment. Sometimes there's insects, but...
We are below ground.
It's a nice apartment. I pay a lot of money for that apartment. It's right across from a pond.
It's a nice pond. It's a nice place. We are halfway underground.
Are you really not going to stay at my house anymore?
I mean, I told my mom I wasn't going to. And then she was like, Kaylee, you have to. Like, you guys always stay at each other's apartments. You can't just make him come to your house all the time. So she said she would buy me some cans of Raid to leave around your apartment.
Before we get to spraying chemicals, there are numerous plethora, cornucopia, if you will, of things that I have found for spiders in an apartment that don't include spraying chemicals. If you'd like, I will order you some right this second.
See, I don't mind spiders. They kill the other bugs. Like, they're good insects.
This is not about you.
Yeah, no, someone said, Dan, just put the spiders outside. You don't need to kill them. Well, you've never met my girlfriend. I need to kill them.
You would buy me some cans of Raid to leave around your apartment just in case.
You're 29 years old.
It's a real fear. It's a real fear. The spider fear, that's a real thing.
But we split our apartment time 50-50.
I know. We're really good about it.
Well, we were.
Okay. Honestly, like, I'll stay at your house again because since the spider incident, knock on wood, I haven't seen spiders. However, that cricket was the size of an RV. Like, I can't. It was staring at me. Like,
Spiders eating the crickets, or does it go the other way around?
No one's eating that cricket. It's the size of a Volkswagen.
The spider incident. The spider incident of 2024.
Crickets.
I can't. It was staring at me. Like, it was in the windowsill looking at me. It knew what it was doing. And I've seen one or two mysterious things crawl underneath that bathroom cabinet.
I think you're exaggerating.
No.
You have a phobia.
No. No. Stop.
Are you now taunting her?
Well, you get what you get and you don't get upset, son. I'm sorry.
I was on your side.
I was too, and now I'm out.
Oh, whatever.
Stop. I'm getting chills. Stop. I actually feel something. Okay, no, I'm good.
So what do I have to do to get you to come back to my place?
You can move. I think you should just move out.
Oh. Just burn the apartment down?
It's the basement. Like, we should just find you a different place. Like a skyscraper to live in. I don't know. It's the basement.
Okay.
You just have to, like, give me weapons. You need to give me tools. I need Raid. I was last night when we were in your bedroom, and I was just laying there, and the cricket sound was so loud. I was like, he's here. I felt his presence.
I killed him today. He's the size of your head.
I told you. I need an exterminator. Anybody? Anybody? Call in if you're an exterminator.
All right, calm down. How do I sound when I'm sleeping again? When I'm passed out and the insects are attacking you?
Oh, that's pretty good.
The fact that she still sleeps.
It's the sound of a man
that.
Fighting for his life and you're laughing.
Bro, it's called apnea.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to have your mouth open with all those spiders around, Dan.
That's a myth. Spiders don't crawl in your mouth.
Can you, like, just, like, move upstairs in your building?
Oh, that's a good idea.
You got other. I mean, you like where you live. It's a lovely location.
I know. I just don't want to hump that
from the 617 up. Because spiders can't crawl one level.
I mean, I know what it means to be in a basement apartment. I get that. I got stuff down in my basement, too. I wouldn't spend time down there. But I'm just saying.
I like my apartment, but...
That's adorable that you think anything you like will stay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.